And we got to France. And we had to go up a high hill there, and we had set up some tents up there in the woods. And right below us was a little town. So when we got settled down into our tents that evening, my friend from Minnesota here, that was with me in training, we kind of stayed together right through on for the rest of the duration there in Europe. We were always together, and he was the only guy I knew from Minnesota that was with me all the time. And so he was from Anamia, Harold Maines, and we had decided that we're going downtown and find what they got to drink down there, or, you know, see what the hell's down there. So we walked down the road, a widening road, we walked down there, and we found a bar, and we had some drinks. And the first time, you know, in a foreign country, we had to go, we headed back. But when we went back, we decided we could take a cross cut across a field there instead of taking that winding road. It would be shorter. So we went across that field, and we went, got in our tents, and we went to sleep. And morning, we got woke up again, and we were told to get on. Some trucks came up there, and we're getting on the trucks, and we're going to go on a train out of France into head for the front lines. We were coming down the hill there on those trucks the next day, and we were looking at that field that we walked across the night before, and there were big signs on it by, you know, these advanced troops that had been there before us. They had put on signs that it's full of German mines, that was full of, that was a minefield. And here we had walked through it. I don't know how the heck we did it. We got through there and didn't get blown up. We must have just missed all the mine. We didn't step on a mine. It was supposed to be full of mines, but we walked right through it that night. Maybe enough of that wine in us helped. I don't know. But that was another lucky break.